Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile. And tonight we're speaking with Naylor's forward, Cedric DeRusseau. And Ceddy, one of the first things that jumps out at me, 10 goals for you since the start of December. What have you noticed in your game now in this last month or so that's really kicked things up for you offensively compared to the start of the season?
I think I would say my confidence first. At the beginning of the year, I wasn't shooting the puck enough. Personally, I thought I was like passing on the shots most of the time, or not really sure, and sometimes not shooting to score. So right now, I wouldn't say hot, but I have a good few games recently. So I just try to shoot the puck and make plays. And when you're hot, most of the time they just go in, and you're pretty lucky.
Well, I definitely noticed that on the shots on goal department, second on the team now behind Josh Maniscalco. Is that something where the thought process just completely changes and you're like, you know what, I'm just going to shoot this rather than overthink it, dangle, think about a pass? What goes into the process?
Yeah, the overthink sometimes it can be tricky because you just want to make the perfect play, but it's not always easy to make the perfect play tic-tac-toe. So I just thought I have a good shot and like, in the previous year, I was scoring a lot of goals, so I just thought like I would try my best, shoot to score, and I think that's what is helping me right now.
You've gone through quite a bit of different line mates. I noticed that in the month of December especially, you seem to have some really good chemistry. You on the left side, Sean Jostling on the right side. Your centers seem to be changing nonstop there. Who have you really seemed to find some magic with this year that's really connected and made you successful on the ice?
At the start, when Cedric Parry was here, he was the first one that it started with him. I felt to get my confidence back, and I thought we had a good chemistry. It didn't last very long because we went up. But I feel like most of the guys like CJ, but also Joser was really I felt like we're completing each other. I don't know if I can say it like that, but Joser was good. Even CJ is a good two-way center, and he makes a lot of plays, and he has good speed too. So I feel like there's a few guys that I had my chances with them.
You've got some of your other teammates that have really started to come together into this December-January stretch. Brooklyn Kalmakov, Justin Adamo, and they're rookies too. Having gone through a rookie season last year, what have you noticed about some of your teammates starting to grow into their game as the first year has gone along?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive because at the beginning of the year, Justin was getting scratched sometimes, and now you can see he's a huge part of our team. So the fact is that we play so many games that if you start to get hot, you can just keep going and keep going. And even if you have a bad night, you can bounce back right away pretty quickly. So guys are seeing that it's pro hockey. You always have a new chance almost every 2 days. So guys are taking their chance, and everyone is doing pretty good.
You've played with some good teams the last couple of years. Started last year with Trois-Rivières. They were ultimately a playoff team, took Newfoundland all the way to Game 7. Then you came to us, experienced that taste of playoff hockey. Now you get a chance to play here again. Team has a winning record. What do you like about this group and kind of compared to the two teams that you were with last year?
It's really cool because, I mean, we were just living in front of the rink, so we're basically always together. We're not far away, so when we want to hang out, it's easy. You just go next door and you see another guy. So the chemistry is really strong. We have a good group of guys. And for last year when I got it was fun to have a few French guys. It was just easier to know the other guy than just my English wasn't perfect either at the time. So it was easier. So just the chemistry and the boys are having fun together and they're ready to battle for each other.
And now that French connection is even larger this year. You have so many more guys. How much more fun is that for you? You having a blast right now?
Yeah, I know. It's super nice. Yeah, at my apartment where I'm with two other French guys. So it's really cool just to sometimes to speak English is kind of hard for us. So just have a little moment easy for our brain. It's always nice.
You guys have a lot of home games here. You already played a couple New Year's weekend, last weekend. Now you've got the 4-game in 5-day stretch. How exciting is it to be able to get those games in front of your home crowd? You've had some nice turnouts. You've gotten some wins out of it. That must feel real good right now.
Yeah, there is no better feeling than winning at home. It's always nice to steal a win away, but at home in front of our fans is always nice, and to have their support, it's even better. So this weekend is going to be a huge week, 4 and 5. We're lucky to play 4 games in 5 days at home. It's pretty rare, so we're just gonna take advantage of it and try to have 4 wins.
Now, I know that it's going to be a lot of work on Derek Army and the pre-scout because you're playing four different teams in the four games in 5 days. What's that like for you guys as players to constantly be trying to figure out, okay, who's my opponent this day? What are their tendencies? How do I make adjustments? Like, that's got to be a lot of thinking.
Yeah, that's a lot of thinking, but we're pretty lucky that the Reading is not in the division, but we played against them a few times, like, in the past 2 weeks. So at least they are new, but not really new to us. But yeah, sometimes it can be hard, but that's part of our job. Got to make sure we're ready. And Derek is doing his pre-scout, and we just have to make sure we learn everything as quick as possible.
What have you heard about Saturday's Wizards and Wand games? Are you a Harry Potter guy? Are you excited for this?
I don't know much about Harry Potter, to be honest. I feel like, yeah, I never watch it enough, but I'm always excited for Evans game like that, so that would be fun for sure.
It's going to be a huge crowd on Saturday. Of course, you guys got 4 points to take care of before we get there. Desi, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Great to see you lighting it up right now. Keep it up out there.
Thank you very much, Deej.
Cedric DeRousseau, tonight's Unified Bank Profile during our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. More coming your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.